This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama endorsed Kamala Harris Thursday night, giving her expected but crucial support in her presidential bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Kamala!
Hello. Hi!
Hey there!
A campaign video highlights the former president and first lady calling the vice president.
Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness.
A person familiar with their talks says Obama and Harris have been in regular touch since President Biden said he'd end his campaign. They've been close for 20 years, and she's often used him as a sounding board.
Thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro faces opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez in Sunday's election. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Maduro has loosened currency controls and curbed once sky-high inflation, but the economy remains stymied by a fall in oil income and enduring sanctions. Gonzalez has appealed to Venezuelan voters' emotions, telling supporters that a change in government could motivate some of the more than 7.7 million migrants who have left the country to return. Gonzalez said Thursday he trusts the country's military will respect the will of the people. But other members of the opposition and some independent observers have questioned whether the vote will be fair. Maduro has said the country has the world's most transparent electoral system. The United States and others have dismissed the 2018 re-election of Maduro as a sham.
Alex Cohen from Reuters. For additional stories, visit our website.